To these he subsequently added a fourth term, nimbus, from the Latin for cloud, for a rain cloud. The beauty of Howard's system was that the basic components could be freely recombined to describe every shape and size of passing cloud: stratocumulus, cirrostratus, cumulocongestus, and so on. It was an immediate hit, and not just in England. The poet Johann von Goethe, in Germany, was so taken with the system that he dedicated four poems to Howard. Howard's system has been much added to over the years, so much so that the encyclopedic, if little read, International Cloud Atlas runs to two volumes. But interestingly, virtually all the post-Howard cloud types, mammatus, phileus, nebulosis, spissatus, floccus, and mediocris, are a sampling, have never caught on with anyone outside meteorology, and not terribly much there, I'm told. Incidentally, the first, much thinner edition of that atlas, produced in 1896, divided clouds into 10 basic types, of which the plumpest and most cushiony-looking was number 9, cumulonimbus. That seems to have been the source of the expression, to be on cloud 9. If you've ever been struck by how beautifully crisp and well-defined the edges of cumulus clouds tend to be, while other clouds are more blurry, the explanation is that in cumulus cloud there is a pronounced boundary between the moist interior of the cloud and the dry area beyond it.